Off the Ball.
GAA. The talent in that team and the levels that they can get to, like, we haven't seen it yet. There's so much more in them. Not to make it any worse for you, but you ain't seen nothing yet.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
All right, folks, get your finger out and pit your football knowledge against Team OTB to win big. There's €2,500 for the winner of the OTB Final One Standing League on the William Hill app. Guaranteed winner, and it's exclusive to our own league. Just sign up at William Hill Final One Standing. Use the code OFFTHEBALL, that's all one word and all caps, and make sure you sign up before Friday the 15th at 8 o'clock when the new season kicks off. €2,500 to the winner, guaranteed.
Gatham Murray, there's a bit of a meeting of the minds going on behind us. They're organising the homecoming. How good of a problem is that this morning?
Yeah, it's a great problem to have. Obviously, we're delighted with how yesterday went, and look, at thrilled to be winning the O'Diffy Cup across the Shannon again. It's been a while now, back since 2021, and I suppose we've had a couple of tough years and a couple of tough defeats, and it's great to come out the final, the right side of it for a change, and look, at really looking forward to getting back to Galway now.
Yeah, you've had a little bit of a time, I suppose, to reflect on yesterday. Immediately after the match, you spoke about how much the talk about the three in a row was driving you on. Have you had time to think about the performance that the girls put on it yesterday?
I said it yesterday, as a manager looking out, that's a performance, that's a performance you just want to see. And listen, it's not the first time they perform like this. They're an amazing bunch of girls, and just so delighted for them. I think last year was heartbreaking, and for us, it was probably more about, it wasn't really around the three in a row, it was about, just kind of righting the wrongs of last year. We felt we did everything right, we felt we got a huge performance, and I suppose, listen, in fairness, Cork were a better team and took their chances, and it mattered. We had chances coming down the stretch last year that we probably didn't take, and I suppose this year, we just maybe got them a couple of decisions, that bit of luck, and we took the chance when they presented, and we were delighted to just, pull it off and get the victory.
There's been some talk over Justin Heffernan's performance as a referee, but he were on the end of some controversial decisions last year as well. Do you think it's just kind of evened out now?
I suppose. Look, it's easy to say when you come out the right side of it and you win. But, like, listen, I think the main thing we want to see in referees, and I think it's gone back since the Ireland final in 2018, I think everyone, every manager, every team, every player comes out and says they want to see more physicality. They want to see the game be let go. And I think there was huge physicality yesterday. And, yeah, Justin's style of refereeing. We knew that coming into the game. I think Cork knew that coming into the game. That's the way he goes. He lets it flow. He lets the game go. And listen, to be honest with you, I thought it was a great game. I thought it was a great advertisement for Camogie. I love to see that physicality. I think everyone loves to see that physicality. It was a game for the ages, I felt. I think it was really, really exciting. And, I think we should be looking at the positive side of that. And, yeah, look, Cork feel aggrieved with a few decisions. Look, we did feel aggrieved with some of the decisions last year. That's how it goes. It probably does balance itself out. You need a bit of luck to win in Ireland. And lucky enough, we got that bit of luck yesterday, and we're just delighted with that.
Aoife Donoghue, player of the match yesterday, she was everywhere.
She had an incredible performance, to be honest with you. Aoife is probably the heartbeat of the team, to be straight about it. She's a huge presence for us and a huge leader. And, just the big matches that she's turned up in. I think with the first league final we won in 19, I'm nearly sure she was player of the game. She's player of the game in 2021 and player of the year as well, and to be player of the game again yesterday. Looking back in last year, she was one of the players that really stood up and counted for us. She scored 5 points in play. And again yesterday, just outstanding. An outstanding player, an outstanding leader, and listen, a huge player for Galway, and has been for the last number of years. And delighted for her and delighted for everyone else. I think there was huge performances all over the field. A lot of the new players that came in, this year, the likes of Ray Dillon got a goal. She's probably on our panel since 2019. She's playing intermediate in 19 and 21, and has to wait a long time for her chance, and got it this year and really, really took it. And they were the sort of players you're delighted for. We've not had young players as well from, the likes of Ollie Rabb, the likes of Kieran Hickey, who was outstanding again yesterday, and from the team in 2022. And just delighted for everyone. There's huge performances all over the field, and it's just a really nice group, really close-knit group, and they showed yesterday that they'll fight for each other and die for each other, and it's just amazing.
And the under-23s as well, probably maybe because it was the first year, went a little bit under the radar in terms of a competition. How important was it for you to get that win, especially over Cork and coming in under the odds?
It was huge, to be honest with you. It was a really good reference point for us, to be honest with you, for the last couple of weeks, because I suppose we lost by 11 points to Cork in the league final, and we needed to turn that around yesterday and win that. But the under-23s had done that already. We got down to Cork and we were on the back end of a 2-15 to 10-point defeat, and to go and turn that around in an Ireland final, a few weeks ago, and win that, and there's 13 players now from that panel on the senior panel, from that team on the senior panel, and that's that's a huge. And when they came into the panel again after winning, it just brought huge energy and a huge belief into it. And yeah, it was great for us. It was a huge reference point for us. And to be honest with you, our panel, it kept us happy all year. You know, it was, everyone's kind of getting game time, everyone's getting matches. And you know, that kind of, as you said, it was kind of a slow burner. But I think it just built and built and built, and our performance in the final was outstanding. And just delighted for them. And as I said, they brought huge energy to it for the last number of weeks, and that was great for us as well.
Is that something that you can plan for, peaking perfectly on the day of All-Ireland final? You know, you did just get better and better slowly and slowly. Is it something that happens on purpose, or is there a little bit of players coming right at the right time of the year as well?
Yeah, look, we felt it was building for the last 10 or 12 weeks. This was, it's the first year we wouldn't have gone back before Christmas at all. You know, after last year's final, you know, there's an awful lot of young girls were involved in the colleges. And, you know, there's a lot of the older girls, we'd say, that have been around for a while. And I just felt, they needed a break. So we made that conscious decision not to go back till the start of January with everyone. And I suppose, you know, we probably got to a league final. You know, we probably weren't ready for that. We hadn't enough work done, to be honest with you, and didn't perform well. And obviously, Cork were the better team in that. But, like, we felt just a couple of weeks after that, we were building to the Dublin match all the time. And, yeah, we built on our performances week after week after week, and I think our performances got better. And, you know, we went down to Kilkenny in Nolan Park and won that game. And when you do that, you're obviously gives you a huge amount of confidence. And to beat Waterford the final week, you know, scoring 6 points in the last few minutes of the game to win it by six. And we just kept building, and our performance in the semi-final was exceptional. So I suppose we could see it in the training ground, it was building. But, you know, I suppose, look, we try and peak for the big day. That's what it's all about. And it's about getting better and better and improving all the time. But it's hard to plan it. We could see that building, and we could see the players. And look at, I suppose, the fact we were written off all week. You know, it was like we weren't there at all. You know, everyone was talking about one team in Cork. And, you know, we knew that, you know, we got back by 3 points last year, and we knew if we performed, we're as good as anyone. So it was just about getting our performance right and think how we did.
Is that something you bring up in training the week coming up to the All-Ireland, that you aren't being mentioned, you know, and that you're underdogs, or is it just known?
You've been up anything at all that's going to get an extra 1 or 2%, to be honest with you. You know, of course I talked about it, the girls could see it themselves, but like, we try as much as we can to concentrate on ourselves, you know. And a lot of people say it was motivation for us to stop the 3-0. It wasn't. I keep saying that it was motivation was last year and making up for last year, and, you know, winning and learning with this bunch of players, because I suppose we've had a lot of hard luck over the last number of years. You know, we were beaten in 22 and 23 in semi-finals by the eventual winners. Obviously last year was good wrenching, and I suppose it was making up for that rather than anything we worried about Cork. But look, I keep saying these players are unbelievable. There's probably 2-3 times where they haven't shown up, and there hasn't been a Galway performance. We've always shown up, and like, they're an incredible, incredible team. And I suppose to win that third of Ireland, you know, 3 of Ireland now in 7 years, that's something really special. And I suppose just that third of Ireland just caught professing what a team they are. And listen, I'm just thrilled for them, and I always say it's an honour to be managing them. I love the job. And you know, I know I look back on this time as something hugely rewarding, and I just absolutely thrilled for them, delighted for them.
Can you talk to me a small bit just about Kerry Dolan? The free at the end was something incredible. You know, that's things you dream of, being able to win an All-Ireland with the last puck of the ball as a captain.
Oh yeah, listen, I go back to be honest with you, I go back to 18 with Kerry Dolan when I came in we were only in for a few months for the championship. And I suppose we'd run Cork really, really close the year before in 17. We'd missed an awful lot of frees in that game. And I remember a game against Offaly in the Faithful Fields, like it was yesterday, and we went through about 3 or 4 free takers, and Kerry ended up on the frees. And to be honest with you, I don't think Kerry Dolan has looked back since, and I don't think Galway looked back since either. I think in all the big games, she's delivered. There's no doubt about that. And listen, she's a huge leader for us. She's a really good driving force. You know, she leads from the front, she leads on the field. And, you know, I think, you know, she's had so many good years for us. I still can't believe that she's only one All-Star, because she's been a heartbeat of our team for a long, long time. And she's an incredible leader. And, you know, I said it last night in an interview. I said, you know, if there was any player you want taking that free, you know, you'd want Kerry Dolan. And it was always going to go over the bar. And I'm just so delighted for her, because, you know, as I said, she's the heartbeat of the team. She's a leader. And she stood up time and time again this year, and time and time again over the last few years. So it was a brilliant way to win it. And look, delight for her.
And obviously heading to Clarenbridge now this evening for the celebrations. How excited are you?
Ah, yeah, it's going to be special. You know, look, to be honest with you, we're very indebted to Clarenbridge GAA Club in itself, because that's where we train. We train there in January, February, March. They give us the training ground, and they probably don't realise how much that means to us, just to have a base for the winter and for the league. We're a long time trying to get somewhere like that, and trying to sort that out. I mean, some years there we only trained in Astros. So it's brilliant. We're in Clanrich for the last couple of years now, and that's great. So it's really, really nice to be going back there actually tonight. And look, it's huge for all the Clanrich people. Actually, obviously, we have three of them on the panel: Eva Kerr, Niamh Ireland, and Kerry, obviously, and you know, a lot more people involved in the backroom team as well. So it's huge for them, but it's huge for us, for everyone. It's you're bringing the Odafi Cup home, and that's something really special. And listen, we're going to enjoy it.
You said this time last year, after a couple of days, you decided that you had to come back. Where's your head at now? I know it's probably too soon to ask.
It's too soon. Listen, as I said, I'm incredibly lucky. I know I'm incredibly lucky to be in this job. I know that. Absolutely love it. Absolutely love working with the girls week in, week out. And they're an unbelievable bunch. And I look at, as a manager, I know this is the biggest job I'll ever have and the best job I'll ever have. And obviously, it's a privilege to be doing it. Obviously, there's other stuff going on. I say it all the time. I owe an awful lot to my wife, Aisling. You know, she's putting two children to bed at 3.5, live wire, and a little 9-month-old. You know, I'm going off on a Monday and a Wednesday, and she's putting two of them to bed. So, Lucas, there'll be conversations to be had around that. But I'm literally going to enjoy this, and we'll see where the head is at in a couple of months. Where, you know, girls are back to their clubs now in the next few weeks as well, and that's good for them to be leaders back there. Like, but we'll sit down and we'll see how things go. But you know, the main thing for us is we're really, really going to enjoy this now. It's a wild coming, and just going to enjoy the celebrations and soak it all in. And look, I'm just hoping there's a big crowd in Galway tonight now to meet them back, because they deserve that.
I think there'll be clubs across the country using you now as motivation to say, we don't need to go back in December at all, lads. We can wait until the middle of January.
Yeah, well, I think the club scene in Galway, I think they're a bit crazy going back so early anyway. But I felt it worked for us, you know. But I suppose, you know, the league, then you suffer in the league, and maybe your performances weren't where they needed to be. But I suppose, look, you need to build towards championship. And for us, you know, it was always going to be about championship this year and where we ended up. So, look, at, I suppose, you know, just delighted for them. It worked out, but it wasn't maybe a conscious decision either for it to work out. But look, that's the way it goes. As I said, we're just thrilled to win it and thrilled for the girls. And we'll enjoy.
Got it, thanks so much.
Yeah, enough,
appreciate it, thanks so much. Enjoy the celebration.
Yeah, okay.
Diverted, a 10-part Off the Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things on a journey through Latin America.
I'm nervous, and police will use tear gas.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh,
Jesus!
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City!
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Loco, that's me, okay?
Diverted has been named among Apple Podcasts' best so far list of 2025.
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted. All 10 parts are available now for free via Apple Podcasts.
I thought Route 40 was the most lonely road in the world. Turns out Route 25 is somehow even lonelier.